See if this is recording. Okay, I'm recording. This is looking good. Kylie's saying she's feeling grateful. How are you feeling, everyone? Say hi to me. I want to know how you're feeling as you're coming on the call. You can hear me and see me okay, I'm presuming. All right. Sophia, surprisingly a little nervous, and I think it's because I know growth is involved. Ooh, I've been processing some really big feelings today about what my inner guidance is giving me at the moment, and so much fear and emotion has been coming up this morning because my inner guidance, you know, that feeling like what Sophia is sort of saying, you can feel something is saying to you, all right, we've got some changes coming up. We've got some new steps to take. We've got some growth in store. And another part of you is kind of freaking out. My lighting just changed a bit there. Let's just get that looking. It's very overcast in Sydney today, so I'm just getting everything set up. So that's been going on a lot for me, is I can feel things brewing, and then another part of me has been processing a lot of emotion. So just a couple little housekeeping things. First of all, I've got my fan on, which is why you can probably see my plant moving and my hair blowing in the wind, because it is so humid. It's so unbelievably humid in Sydney, and I just need the fan on so I don't drip in sweat. So hopefully that's not too distracting. The second thing is, I just wanted to mention, I'm back on Invisalign. I've got my Invisalign back on for the next couple of months, and it does make me a little bit lispy. So if that's at all distracting, I apologize about that, but that's just part of life at the moment, is getting my teeth all realigned. So just sorry about any of that lispy sound if that comes through at all. Okay, come on everyone else, how are we feeling? Give me some words. How are you feeling coming on the call today? And say hello to me. All right, so today's class is a really big and important one. Today's class is about mindset. And this is I would hope, and I do hope this is going to be a masterclass you will revisit over and over. I don't know if you've looked at the workbook yet. The workbook is a big one. So don't feel too overwhelmed by that workbook. I do hope this workbook is something you can just continue to revisit. If you can't make it through the whole workbook in the next couple of weeks, don't worry about it. It's really big, but there's a lot in there for you. All right, Danielle, good morning. Excited to start the week here. Fatimata, hello. Happy to start this masterclass. Beautiful to see you. All right, guys. I don't know how my settings are working at the moment, but I can see all your names at the top. I've got quite a few of you here with me. So beautiful. All right. So get a notepad and pen. Make sure you have some things to take notes on if you want to work through this masterclass with me live. And I'm going to bring up all my notes. We are going to get going. Alrighty. So technically this class is called, we've got a big, big name for this class today. It is called Align with Your Authentic Self, Build a Mindset of Success and Create Empowering Beliefs. And one of the big things I'm going to talk to you about today is, because there's going to be some fundamental identity shifting work that we're going to have to be doing. And that is part of the foundation of you stepping into this new reality you want to create for yourself. So when I'm talking about here, aligning with your authentic self, one of the things I'll talk about this towards the end of the masterclass, one of the key things we're going to be exploring here is that there'll need to be some unraveling of, say, old parts of yourself, learned parts of yourself, certain identities that you have built up through your life that are actually out of alignment with your authentic self. And a big part of our journey moving forward is beginning to awaken your authentic self, let her lead you, the authentic self, meaning who you are below everything you've learned about yourself throughout your life. And I know you're all here because that authentic self is already awakening in you, but we're wanting to give her more room, and then beginning to listen to and align with her sense of identity, her belief systems, her self-talk, and ensuring your mindset now is fully aligned with your authentic self, rather than, say, with all these things you've learned about yourself throughout your life, which are very often quite limiting. And the most important thing where I want to start with you here is recognizing that whatever you've created in your life up until this point is all based on what you believe to be true, the way you think, the way you speak to yourself, all of your inner programming. So your mindset up until this point has created the life that you're living. And the reason I'm teaching this class so early on in our mastermind journey is if you want to create a new reality, if you want to create new results, we can't use that old mindset to get us there. There's going to have to be an upgrade, a change, a shift, a reprogramming of what you're thinking and believing, what you're telling yourself, what you believe is possible, who you think you are, the way you see yourself, for you to create something brand new. Do you agree with me on that? Would you all agree? Because understand, if we don't do mindset work, sorry, my hair is blowing from the fan, but that fan feels so good right now. It's been so humid in Sydney. If we don't do the mindset work, what you're going to end up doing is trying to create new results, take new actions, manifest something brand new with this old mindset of self-doubt, limitation, lack, scarcity, perhaps disbelief. And it's going to block your results. So there's nothing wrong with whatever mindset you've had up until this point, but it is what has manifested this current reality for you. So what's really interesting to look at, sometimes I get people to do this as an exercise, is I want you to almost imagine you can take a snapshot, like a photo of your current reality. And I just want you to think for a moment of everything that you've currently manifested, where your relationship is at. Hang on, I'm just trying to get some more lighting coming in. That's a bit better. Where your relationship is currently at, your relationships, your home, your finances, your appearance, your career. I want you just to like, almost like you can take a photo and a snapshot of everything you've currently manifested in your reality. And I want you to own for a minute that this is all your creation. You've created all of this. And what has created all of this is what's going on inside of you. So your inner world creates your outer world. What you believe and think and tell yourself determines what you can manifest. Because you can't create something that you don't believe is possible. You can't achieve something when you don't believe you're capable of it. Right? So it's a really interesting exercise. And often I've looked at this when I'm like, okay, let's look at the amount of money I'm making. Let's look at the state of my relationship. Let's look at the home I'm living in. What must I be thinking and believing to have manifested that? What is the mindset, the belief systems, the self-talk, the inner stories that are in alignment with this level of reality? Like, let's use money because money is just always a really good one. It's just really everyone can relate to money. Like, I can look at my bank balance and say the reason my bank balance is at that figure is because that's what I believe I'm capable of. That's what I believe I'm worth. That's what I believe is possible for me. There must be a certain mindset, certain habits, certain self-talk that has resulted in that. So this first part is like taking massive responsibility and never feeling bad about that, but being like, okay, cool. If I want to create something different then, if I want to double my bank account balance, if I want to take my relationship to the next level, if I want a bigger home, if I want to expand my business, what needs to change in my mindset, my self-talk, who I think I am, what I believe I'm capable of, okay? So that's really the first foundation of understanding why this mindset work is so important. And I know maybe some of you already know this, but we just need to lay that as a foundation. All right. So the purpose of this class today is to support you to create a mindset that will help you achieve everything that you want. In order to achieve everything you want, we're going to have to let go of one version of you and reprogram in and build a new version of you. Your new reality is going to require a different version of you. Now, the first step to all of this is awareness. Whenever we are working on mindset work, whenever we are wanting to create inner change, the first step is always awareness, because you can't change what you're not aware of. Now, understand, when we're working with, say, the mind, we've got our unconscious or subconscious, whatever language resonates the most with you, mind, and our conscious mind. So our conscious mind is when we're up and we're aware. Our subconscious or unconscious is when, say, it's just that stuff that runs on autopilot. It's just programmed in. You don't even have to think about it. It just runs. And most of what is running our life is unconscious programming. It is all the things. Sorry, my lighting just keeps dipping in and out. I just want to bring it back in. Oh, that's not really going to work. But anyway, it's all the things that we have picked up throughout our life that have been programmed in about who we think we are and what we think we're capable, we are capable of. Now, when we're not in our conscious mind, consciously and deliberately choosing our thoughts, the unconscious mind will just take over. I'm just trying to get that. I just want that to stay bright. The unconscious mind will take over. So majority of the time, the unconscious is running your life. So the first step to creating change is awareness, because what awareness does, being aware does, is it allows us, one, to notice what thoughts are actually coming from the unconscious mind in that moment and running us. And two, it allows us to start to choose. Because you can't change anything until you get back in charge of your mind, until you get back in charge of your thoughts, and you start consciously choosing deliberately what thoughts you want to think, what you want to tell yourself, and what you want to believe, based on what do I need to think and believe and tell myself to go where I want to go. Can you tell me if this is making sense? If this is making sense, can you give me a yes in the comments box? So understand, if I want to double my income, but on an unconscious level, my thoughts typically are programmed in to be like, yeah, but you're only capable of kind of achieving this amount. It would be scary to make more money. That would be more hard work. I've never achieved that amount of money before. If that's what's programmed into my unconscious, every time I try to take action, that's going to come up and get in my way. Oh, damn. I can hear my hair straightener beeping in the bathroom, and it's going to really bother me. I might need to go and turn that off. You know when you leave your hair straightener on and it just beeps at you? Okay, I'm going to have to turn that off. Give me one moment. Sorry, my friends, this is live video for you. I just knew that was going to irritate me through the whole class if it was beeping. Oh, damn, this lighting. Okay. This is keeping it real for you. Okay, so instead of, say, trying to take this new action and create this new result and just having my unconscious stop me constantly, instead what I need to do is become really aware, what do I believe about money? What is in this unconscious about money, about what I'm capable of, about what making money is going to involve? I need to become aware of everything that's in there around this topic, bring it up to the conscious mind, look at it, and then say, okay, what do I want to do with this? One, is this going to help me go where I want to go? No. Two, what would I need to be consciously choosing to think instead? So how can I rewrite and reprogram what I'm thinking so that it will support me to go where I want to go? And understand, when we're reprogramming our mind, it's going to initially feel difficult to try to choose a new way of thinking, because everything you have programmed in, you've probably been practicing for a really long time. It's really familiar. And the reason it's in the unconscious mind is because it's automatic now. It's just your default, isn't it? It's like, you know, the things that are programmed in are like your habits. Like, you don't have to consciously think about how to drive a car. That is now just programmed in. And you just get in the car and it fires off on autopilot, doesn't it? All of your beliefs about different areas of your life are the same. So if you're going to want to change one of these, initially it's going to feel hard and foreign and uncomfortable. But what we would need to do is we need to become aware. So I need to be, okay, here's what I currently believe about money. And those beliefs have allowed me to create this level. If I want to double my income, what I need to consciously choose, what beliefs will take me there, what inner stories, what self-talk, what emotions, what identity. I need to change the way I see myself. I need to change the way I think and talk to myself and act and show up and what I believe, right? And so then that would then I would consciously choose a new set of beliefs and thoughts and self-talk to practice. Now understand, for something to go from being conscious to unconscious, it requires a lot of practice. So when you first started driving a car, you needed all of your conscious mind to figure it out. You were thinking about it, thinking, okay, I've got to do this, got to do that. And it was just like so conscious. But the more you practiced it and practiced it and practiced it, eventually you knew it. It just became a habit. It was easy. It got programmed into the unconscious and you didn't have to think about it anymore, right? It just became how you do things. So this is what needs to happen. So anytime we're trying to reprogram our mind, we're going to have that initial uncomfortable period. Just think about like when you first learned to drive a car and you're like, oh my God, I'm never going to master this. I don't know what I'm doing. I feel so clunky. It doesn't feel comfortable. It doesn't feel right. But you practiced it enough. This is like any habit of behavior now. You practiced it enough times that it eventually got programmed into the unconscious and then it just happens on autopilot. That's how we build new beliefs. We have to consciously practice a new way of thinking enough times that it becomes such a habitual way of thinking now that it just gets programmed in and it becomes our new way of seeing ourselves. Is this making sense? I really hope it is. Sorry, the lighting today is bothering me because it's not as bright as I would want. So one of the things I get you to do in the workbook, and you know, sometimes what we kind of struggle with is how do I know kind of what my limiting beliefs are, or how do I know maybe what's getting in my way? And so an exercise I take you through in the workbook, and this is a really good one to help identify where your thinking is at. Let me just see, actually. Sophia, something that's been highlighted for me in the past week is my mindset around believing everyone is judging me, like all the time. I think up scenarios and think about what everyone else is thinking. I don't even understand because it's deeply programmed. I've become aware of the chatter recently, and it's funny that it coincides with this masterclass. It's never funny when that happens. It's always perfect. I love when something you're processing aligns with what we're talking about. So say, for example, let's just use this as an example. We have a story that you've been practicing for a really long time. So you've been telling yourself a really long time, everyone's judging me. Okay, so that's a story. Maybe that story has been with you since childhood, right? You tell yourself something long enough, you'll start to believe it. When you start to believe something, you will manifest evidence to prove it to yourself. That's how the mind works. So when you program something into your mind, the mind filters the world to look for proof and evidence of what you believe. This is, you know, where the teachings of say the law of, sorry, I know that's really annoying, but I'm just trying to keep it bright, but it's not working. This is where the teachings of say the law of attraction come in. Whatever you focus on is what you'll see. Whatever you tell your mind to be true, it will filter for, so it will find proof and evidence of that. It's not actually the truth. It's just that you're filtering the world to see that. So we have this part of our brain called the reticular activating system. Okay, this is very much based on, you know, neuroscience. This is proven to be true, right? That there's a part of our brain that filters all the information we receive. So understand, we are being inundated with thousands upon thousands of bits of information constantly. So your brain says, okay, well, how do we know which of these bits of information we should process? Because I can't process all of them because there's too many. So we have this part of our brain called the reticular activating system. And this is the part that looks at all those bits of information and decides which parts of it should keep and which parts it should reject. So the reticular activating system actually deletes bits of information, it distorts bits of information, and it then accepts bits of information based on what you tell it to look for. the age old example, people are always like, okay, if you say, if you keep thinking about a red car, a red car, a red car, I promise you, you'll walk out into the street and you'll notice red cars. Because you've programmed that in, you have said to your reticular activating system, this is important, this is something I want to see, and then it will filter out everything that is not that and help you see more of it. So what happens is, when we have a story, say we've been telling ourselves our whole life, people judge me, your brain is now programmed to look for that. Because without realizing, you've said, it is because I believe this to be true, it is important and we should see more of this because it matches my beliefs. So without even realizing, even if it's not the case that people are judging you, you'll see that. Your brain will distort information to convince that to you. You will develop all this evidence to prove that to you. It may not actually be the truth, but if it's truth to you, that's what you'll see. This is really, when you start to get this, this is really cool stuff. It's a little bit mind-blowing, but it's also cool because you realize nothing's actually the truth. You just see what you believe. You will filter the world to see what you believe, and you will attract proof and evidence to support your beliefs, but it's not actually the truth. So for example, if Sophia wanted to change this, she'd become aware of it and she'd be like, okay, cool, here's this story. And the more that I tell this story and the more I believe it, the more I'm going to see proof and evidence of it. And the more I'm going to tell myself that, and then the more I'm going to believe it, right? The way I would work on this is to ask yourself, what would I like to believe instead? About other people, whether or not other people judge me. And for example, if I want to move forward with being fully self-expressed, what will I need to believe instead? Okay. Now this might take a little bit of like, your head might be like, I don't know, but let's just play with it. So it could be something along the lines of, what would be, let me just see if we can feel what might be the sort of opposite of this. So we think everyone's judging me. What would be a different way of thinking that would feel more supportive, more aligned, more self-loving, more empowering? Let's just start playing. I'm just going to talk stuff out and let's just see what lands. So sometimes I start doing this. I'm just kind of like, okay, like we could start with something like other people's judgments mean nothing about me. Everyone is free to have their own opinion. We could go into, I attract people into my life who support me. I'm surrounded by people who accept me and believe in me. We could say, it's okay for people to have their judgments, but that doesn't stop me doing what I want to do in my life. We could say, I don't know, it's difficult to find. You kind of got to play around with it until you find something that feels like, Sophia, see if you can give me, is there anything coming to mind that would be a different way of thinking about how you think about other people that would actually feel really supportive to you? The other thing to look at here is the way we think about others is always a projection of the way we think about ourselves. So if we fear other people judging us, it's because we're judging us. So that's another place to look. If I'm continuously projecting, other people don't support me, other people don't believe in me, other people are judging me, we need to look at, where am I not supporting me? Where am I not believing in me? Where am I judging me? So the way, what we're often projecting onto others is actually something we're holding within ourselves. Okay, cool. Sophia's saying, I feel like a sense of security, safety, and certainty within myself. And if that's present, it doesn't matter what others do or think. Cool. So this is really interesting when we work with this. So what we're realizing is it's not actually about other people's judgment. It's about how she wants to feel. Because when she thinks about other people's judgment, I'm guessing it means you don't feel secure and safe and certain. You question yourself. You doubt yourself. You hold back. What she's wanting to feel is a sense of security, safety, and certainty within herself. Okay? And part of what she's feeling is, if other people didn't judge me, I'd be able to feel that. But really, when she looks at herself, what she's saying is, I want to feel a sense of security and safety and certainty within myself. I want to believe in myself. I want to accept myself. I want to support myself. And I want to have a belief system that I can feel that within myself, and it doesn't matter what others think. So that might be the new story. So I would actually, that what you wrote there, Sophia, I would make that your new story. Because this is what we're going to talk about, is we need to write new stories, new belief systems, and we need to practice them consciously. And beautiful. Sophia said here, and if anyone else wants to share, please share, because I can kind of coach you through it as we're talking about it. But she's saying here, I'm very critical of myself and of others, and therefore I hold that belief that everyone else is the same. And that's where this work, it always comes back to you. You realize it's never about other people. It's actually about you. Really cool when you can own that, because then you get your power back. Then it's no longer like, oh, I need other people to be different. It's like, no, when I change, then I'll manifest people to be different for me. So Sophia's new story might also be, I believe in myself. I support myself. I encourage myself. I speak to myself in empowering and loving ways. I acknowledge myself. I celebrate myself. I encourage myself. Whatever the opposite of being critical is. And that becomes your new mindset. So understand, for her to move forward, she's going to have to build a mindset of complete self-belief, complete self-love, complete self-encouragement. Why is my lighting doing that to me? Because this mindset of being self-critical is not going to let her go where she wants to go. This mindset of believing other people are judging her is not going to help her go where she wants to go. Okay? So then you can really see where the change needs to happen. Thank you for that example. Fatimata, I'm so concerned about what other people thought about me. I stopped doing it since I realized that was an illusion. And that's when I started, yes. Okay, so she's saying here, I was so concerned about what other people thought about me. And then I stopped doing it because I realized that was an illusion. So cool when you get that. It is an illusion. I know we think it's real, but it's not. And that's when I started to love myself, and whatever happens, happens. Yeah. It all comes back to, you have to be your own bestie, your own mentor, your own coach, your own support person. You have to be that for yourself. And if your mindset is not there supporting you, how can you possibly achieve what you want if you have something constantly tearing you down at every turn? Kylie, I know I do the same with judgment. I feel at times I'm being judgmental and I feel judged. 100%. We're going to talk about that, I think, in one of our upcoming classes. We talk about this worrying what other people think, and I'll talk a lot about the way we project, you know, what actually we're holding within ourselves onto others. And it's the way we give our power away. Because again, we're wanting people to be different before we can have what we want. But we need to be like, oh, hang on a second. Where do I need to work on my self-judgment? So Kylie, what's the opposite of, so we judge others. We all do that. We feel judged by others, but it all comes down to how we're judging ourselves. So we all need to get honest. Where are we holding a judgment against ourselves? And what is the opposite of that? That is acceptance, support, kindness, love, encouragement. So what would a new mindset be that you could practice that is based on the foundations of love, support, kindness, encouragement, acceptance? And this is where we start to write out new stories. Thank you for what everyone is sharing. This is really, really good. So what I take you through a lot of exercises in the workbook, and these are all things you can just dive into at different points. And you know, like with this workbook, I would say you don't have to do it in the order it's presented in. It's a big workbook and there's a lot of exercises in there. Just come in and draw on them at different points based on where you're at and what you're most needing support with. Sophia, I'm starting to be able to picture this, not holding on to criticism, what that would look like in my reality, and that feels amazing. Beautiful. Beautiful. Can you see if you could create an inner shift from being someone who is highly critical or highly judgmental of themselves to being someone who is unconditionally loving and supporting of themselves? Can you see how those two versions of yourselves would create completely different realities? I grew up with a mother who has her life driven by what other people thought, and I promised to myself to not reproduce the same. Beautiful. So sometimes we do, without realizing, we subconsciously pick up how our parents are. And then sometimes we need to get to a point where we make a conscious choice and say, you know what? No. Rather than running off that, what I just learned, because we all just learn this stuff about ourselves, I'm going to consciously choose the way I'm going to need to think to have what I want. Beautiful. So I take you through some exercises here around looking at your inner stories. We all have inner stories. And one of the most powerful things you can do is become conscious of what these stories are, even if it's confronting, and to realize you have the ability to write a new story. So something I was actually practicing, because I've been getting back into listening to Abraham Hicks. I hope you're all aware of Abraham Hicks. They are some of the best teachers out there for really understanding how to consciously create your life and how to do the inner work to get into alignment with what you want. Really, really cool. And I've been getting back into listening to their stuff. And I realized I was having this story playing every day where I would wake up and I would begin telling myself, I'm stuck. I'm stuck. I'm feeling frustrated. I'm feeling stuck. I'm not moving forward. I feel stuck. It was just like this story, right, that kept playing. And I didn't even realize it was happening until I started listening to Abraham Hicks. And I'm like, oh my God, I've got this crazy story that's just every day is keeping me stuck, right? So I thought to myself, what do I need? What's the new story I want to create? And I'm like, I'm going to start to tell the story of what I want to see. And so I started just writing it out, and I wrote it as Connie is noticing that she's feeling all of this momentum and this expansion. Every day Connie wakes up and she's taking steps forward. Every day, I mean, you can say it as I am, but I was just for some reason writing it as Connie in the third person was feeling really good to me, but you can write it as I am. Connie is feeling this momentum of just things moving forward. Every day she's taking steps. Every day she's feeling inspired and she's noticing that things are progressing. Connie's noticing all this expansion and this acceleration unfolding in her life. Connie's watching herself finally take the steps that she's been procrastinating on. She's seeing herself show up here and show up there and show up there. Connie's watching incredible results flow in now. And I just started writing out this story of how I want it to be, how I want to see myself showing up. Because what we're often doing without realizing is we're putting all our focus on what we don't want, how we don't want to be, what's not working. You know, I don't want to be judgmental. I don't want to criticize myself. I don't want to feel unsupported by others. I don't want to worry about what other people think. I don't like that I feel stuck. I don't like that I feel confused. I don't like that I'm still in this day job, you know, and then we just get more of it. So I really started to get back in charge of this, and I'm doing it every day now. I'm writing out what I want to see. I'm writing out how I want to see myself showing up, how I want to feel. I'm telling a new story. And remember what I said right at the start. So initially that story is not going to feel familiar and comfortable. So a part of you is not going to believe it. For something to go from being a thought to a belief is just simply repetition. As Abraham Hicks say, a belief is just a thought that you keep thinking. You have thought that thought long enough that you start to believe it. That's it. That's all a belief is. A belief is not the truth. A belief is just a habit of thought that you have been thinking long enough that you started to believe it. So the only way to create new beliefs is to think new thoughts long enough that you start to believe them. The more that you think a new thought, the more your reticular activating system will look for proof or evidence to prove to you that that thought is the truth. Okay? So this is our process for change. We notice what thought patterns aren't working. We bring them up from the unconscious to the conscious. We see them. We witness them. We notice them. Okay? Maybe we journal about them. We go, oh my gosh, here's my story about money. Here's my story about my career. Here's my story about being seen. Here's my story about being creative. Here's my story about my ability to set up a business. Let me look at that. I would rather bring that up to the conscious and look at it than have it sitting in the unconscious just running my life automatically. So we look at it and we go, okay, is this working for me? Most likely no. All right, if I want to create some different results, what will I need to think or believe? What will I need to be telling myself? What thoughts and self-talk come from love, empowerment, support, encouragement, and will take me where I want to go? Okay, let me write them out. And it's my job now to practice them every day. Anytime I notice that old story start, I go, no, here's my new story. Here's what I'm telling myself now. Is that making sense, my friends? Is that making sense? So initially it feels like some work, but it is, because you're literally having to reprogram yourself. I don't know if you guys are going to know about, I mean, some of you probably do, but the whole, the way the way the brain works, right? The way the brain is wired. We have, what are they called? Neural pathways. There's neural pathways in the brain. So what happens with a neural pathway is, say we have the topic of, again, I'm just going to go money just because like it's easy to relate to. So we have the topic of money, and then we have a pattern of thinking about money like there's not enough, I don't know, I'm just making some up. There's not enough money for everyone, something like that. And say you've been thinking that thought for 20 years. So you have a really strong, what's called a neural pathway. So you've got two neurons that have this pathway connected, and that's been like built this really strong connection in the brain. So it's like these the brain actually wires, and you get this really strong neural network. So you think about money, there's not enough to go around. You think about money, there's not enough to go around. You think about money, there's not enough to go around. Or in the past, for example, think about men, and you have this story like, men always break my heart, whatever it is. Think about your career. I can only make enough money in a day job. Or you think about being fully self-expressed. People don't like it when I'm bright and shiny. People judge me. People criticize me. So the brain just fires that off. If you want to create a new neural pathway in the brain, a new connection, what you actually have to do is unwire that connection and build a new one. Now, every time you think that thought, you strengthen that neural connection. Every time you intercept that thought, you weaken that neural connection. So say my story is, you know, I've actually had to do a lot of reprogramming since I've been in a relationship. I had a story like men can't be trusted. Okay, that was a really strong neural connection. So say I want to reprogram that. If I start to notice that story starting, I have to interrupt the pattern and stop. Stop thinking that thought and bring in something else. And if I stop, every time I interrupt that, that connection becomes weaker and weaker. And eventually those two neurons stop firing off. So instead I might think about men and I might say, men are honest and genuine and trustworthy. Maybe that's my new story. And initially maybe those neurons, they haven't really connected before. So it's kind of weak, like they're like, ugh, that feels really kind of clunky. But if I keep practicing that and firing off that thought, men are genuine, honest, loyal, trustworthy. I love men. They're amazing. They're, honest, genuine, loyal, trusting, whatever it is, right? If I keep practicing that, eventually I'm going to wire these neurons together. I'm going to have a really strong neural pathway, and that's just going to be my default way of thinking. And I've actually had to do that over the past year, is unravel all these old stories. Because I've been in a relationship for the past year after being single for quite a long time, and I've really had to reprogram my brain. Beautiful. Bianca's saying she's having to go to bed. That's totally fine, my love. I know it's quite late for you. Kylie, reality check for me is I can see this for so many parts of my life. Ooh, but I have resistance to how this can work for my weight. Okay, beautiful. It's such a block. Thank you for your honesty. Thank you for your honesty. Dawn's saying, I understand your resistance regarding the weight. I'm finally seeing a change in my life with weight. Dawn, can you share with us what can you see has helped create that change for you? Has something changed within your mind? Has something changed in your lifestyle? That would be really helpful to hear what's worked for you in that situation. So what I would encourage you to do, and again, some of these exercises are really confronting, but thank you, Kylie, for just bringing it out and putting it on the table. That's the first step to change, right? I would like you to maybe write the word weight or my body on a piece of paper. And then I want you to do like a little mind map. And I want you to do little lines off, and I want you to write everything that is currently in your mind, in your emotions about that topic. It could be weight, it could be my body. If that's not your area, it could be career, it could be me, like my identity, it could be money, it could be men, whatever your topic is, you want to work on health. Write that in the middle of a page and then just mind map and put everything that you think and feel and believe about that topic and yourself on that page. Like, let's look at it, right? Even if it's confronting. And you might be like, you know, I've wanted to lose weight for so long and I never have. This is how I've been forever. I feel comfortable being this way. I've tried every health routine under the sun. It's never worked for me. I don't believe it's possible to shift this way. You know, this is who I am and this is how I'll always be. Or any emotion, say the emotions of frustration and heaviness and sadness and anger, whatever it is. I put it all out. Beautiful, Fatima, I'm not talented enough in my job. Okay, so you might put down job, career. And here we've got all these stories. I'm not talented enough. I'm a fraud. I don't know enough. I'm not skilled enough. I'm not confident enough. Whatever it is, like, let's look at it. Okay. Beautiful. Dawn says, mostly it's the change in my mind and that supports the changes in my environment. Okay. Thank you, Dawn. Can you share with me, what have you changed in your mind about your weight that really helped you? I'd love to hear that. And I'm asking you to share, because when one person says they've found a shift in something, it's like, let's learn what they did, right? Because then we can all learn from that. If there's any area where you've created shift, be like, okay, cool. Like, I even look at, for me to go from being single for like 6 years, not being able to get into a relationship, to now be in a loving relationship that I've been in for over a year, like, I want to look at that and be like, oh, you created a massive change in your results. What changed in here to allow you to do that? And you want to uncover for you, what was the secret? What did you do? And I'm like, if I can do that in my area of relationships, why can't I do that in my business? Why can't I do that in my money? You just got to look for the clue of what you did. What did you change? Whoo, Danielle, thank you. So many heavy emotions and beliefs around finances have come up. Okay, it's overwhelming. I get that. And if you feel that, I want you just to sit still and take deep breaths into it. Because part of you wants to run away. And I'm telling you now, this is why you haven't changed up until this point. Because every time we start to look at it, a part of you goes, oh, it's too overwhelming. I can't deal. Oh, let me get out of here. What we need to do instead is just stay with that discomfort and breathe. And breathe in and be like, this is really uncomfortable. But you know what? I'm so proud of myself for starting this process of taking a look. And I can hear this voice in my head that says, what's the point of even looking at it? You're not going to change this. This is always going to be like this. Just don't bother. Just keep doing what you're doing. No, you know what? I know that I can change this. I know that I can. But the first step is I have to get really, really honest. And I want to know what's going on in here. And I'm going to look at it. And even if it's so uncomfortable and overwhelming, I'm going to breathe into that and face it. I'm so bored and I cannot have good conversations with people. Interesting. So this is related to work. Okay, cool. Put this all on the page. Look at it. Let's look at it all. Now that could also be, sometimes that's also an indication that you're just out of alignment with the situation. That I need to learn how to be happier in this situation. Maybe this is showing me I have to start to believe that I can create something different because this isn't in alignment for me anymore. All right. So we look at it. We go, all right, here's all my stories. Here's my beliefs. Here's my emotions. And they've been creating my results. First of all, do I believe, and I think I ask you this in the workbook, do I believe it's possible to change my mind around the situation? Do I believe it's possible for me to think differently? That it's possible for me to change my beliefs? Do I believe it's possible for me to change the situation? I have to first start to believe that. And maybe we just start by saying that to ourselves. You know what? I'm choosing to believe that I can change this. I'm choosing to believe that it is possible to change. I'm choosing to believe that it is possible to reprogram my mind. I'm choosing to believe that it's possible to feel different emotions. I'm choosing to believe that it's possible to create different results. Maybe that's your starting point. And maybe your starting point is, this was really overwhelming and I don't know what to do about it right now, but I'm choosing to believe that if I keep working on this, I can change it. And that maybe that's all you get to today, okay? But the next place we'd want to go, beautiful, Kylie, yes, I believe, beautiful, is we want to get a clean piece of paper. We want to write down that topic, that same topic, money, weight, career, what other people think, my self-expression, my home, my relationship, whatever the topic is. And we want to start to choose. And before I get into this, I want to come to Dawn's comment because it actually just reminded me of something. Dawn said the mindset shift for her comes down to connecting with my higher self, truly connecting. And how I've done this is a really big reality. I will sit with this during the week and post in it in Facebook. Okay. Because Dawn, you were in Align and Elevate last year, I think, weren't you? I'm pretty sure you were. We did a lot of this work in Align and Elevate. And what I would suggest actually is I have an Instagram, an IGTV up on my Instagram that's called Clearing the Blocks to Your Expansion. We cover this a little bit in the guided meditation audio that I gave you that was a bonus for Align and Elevate. And this is really what I want to get to at this point of this class. Let me just see if I can find the words of how I want to express it. Because Dawn, you really started to get onto the point exactly what I wanted to say. This shift that we're going through is not just about, oh, cool, let me just reprogram my mind and think more positive thoughts. This is ultimately a journey of returning to who you really are. Because who you really are, and I touched on this right at the start about coming back to our authentic self. Who you really are is who you are below all of those layers of programming, right? Who you are below everything you've come to believe about yourself. Who you are in your true essence, which is absolutely limitless, which is pure potential, pure love, where you are literally, you are the creator of your reality and you can create absolutely anything that you want. And when you start to come into connection with your heart, your higher self, as Dawn said, your higher self energy, your authentic self energy, you begin to get, you naturally gain access to different thoughts. I talked about this in the IGTV I did about clearing the blocks to your expansion. Because we went through this energetic shift, right? This little meditation we went through, which is why I'm talking to you all about doing your heart meditations in the morning. When you start to find that place within you, that deeper part of you, who you are below all of the noise of your mind, you naturally start to hear these thoughts that say, you are beautiful, you are loved, you are worthy, you are deserving, you are pure, infinite potential. You can create whatever you want. Just anything that your heart gives you is possible for you. All you have to do is listen to that and feel that and hear that guidance. We have to reach for a different form of guidance. We actually, you know, this is what's interesting about this mindset work is to really access the train of thinking we want to think, we kind of need to get out of the mind altogether. And come into alignment with a much deeper part of ourselves. And that's what shifted for Dawn. And this is beautiful, Dawn, to read a post and actually hear how you articulate it, because it can be quite difficult to articulate. But ultimately what happens is we come into alignment with a very different part of ourselves. The part of ourselves with that, this a loving inner voice is just naturally what we hear. Kylie, this is sad to say, but I don't think I've ever known her. From a very young age, I was trying to be everything for everyone else. Okay, that leaves me. So this is a massive class, and I'm aware I'm covering a lot with you, but just, you know, work through it in whatever way you can. But in the last part of the workbook, and Dawn says, Kylie, I was just like you are describing. In the last part of the workbook, I have a section here about who you learnt to be. Because maybe the first step here is to look at who have you learnt your whole life that you need to be. And this is where this really actually comes down to a shift in your identity, not just a shift in your mindset. It comes down to shifting out of living as the person you have learnt you needed to be your whole life, and finally coming back into connection with who you really are. Because Kylie, I promise you, because I know this for every single person on the planet, below all of that is a woman, is an essence of a woman who your purpose for being here is to be so self-honoring and so self-loving and so self-supportive and self-respecting and self-believing. Like, that's who we're all here to be. We are actually here to be so in tune with ourselves that we are living our life every day for ourselves, creating what we want, not modifying and toning down and adjusting and making everyone else happy. We're so tuned in. We're following our heart. We're following who we want to be. We're loving ourselves, believing in ourselves. That's honestly who you are at your core, beyond all these things you picked up about yourself. And so one of the things I take you through in the workbook, and this might be part of the work, and this is massive work, but really going a bit back to childhood, a bit back to this inner child, and really looking at who did I learn to be as a kid, but below that, who was I really in my essence as a child before I learned all this stuff about myself? I've had to do so much work around this. Just to give you a really quick little insight, when I was born, I was the first child born into my family. Very bright, shiny, attention-seeking performer. Wanted, you know, to be dancing and making things and showing off. I loved attention. Very, very extroverted. Very tuned into myself, all of it. When I was 4, my little sister, who was then 2, began having epileptic seizures and became very sick. And everything became about my sister. And it was really confusing for me because it was no longer about me. It was all about my sister. And I started to learn, this is learnt, the only way I get attention and love is when I'm looking after my sister. So I became very selfless and I began looking after my sister. I began becoming the older, responsible sister. And I literally dedicated my entire childhood to looking after her, to looking like a good older sister, to being responsible, to being of service, to caring, to making everyone happy. And I began to disconnect more and more and more from my inner essence. My inner essence, well, when I was born, it was all about my joy, my creativity. I love performing, I love making, I love dancing, I love singing, I love painting, I love drawing. I started to disconnect from all of that and become this good girl that took care of other people. That guided me until I was 28 years old. I kid you not. I spent my whole childhood doing that. I then went on to study disability studies when I was 18 because I learned my purpose in life was to help my sister, to help kids with disabilities. I went on and I studied disability studies. I dedicated 10 years of my career to helping people with disabilities because of that fundamental moment when I was 4, when my sister was sick and I learned my purpose in life was to help her. When I was 28, I went through this massive unraveling of being like, do you know what? Like, I want to cry over this. This is how profound this was for me. My life is not about other people. My life is not about my sister. My life is not about helping people. My life is not about being of service to people with disabilities. My life is about honoring my joy, my light, my creativity. I finally found myself again. At age 28, I lost her at age 4. Lost her completely, pushed her away. No, Connie, it's not okay to make things about you. That's selfish. It's not okay to be bright and shiny. Laura's sick. It's not okay to be happy and follow your joy. Really bad stuff's happening here. When I finally found myself again, reclaimed myself, I had to unravel all of this programming around who I learned to be. I quit my job working in the disability industry. I stopped making my life about making my sister's life better. I disappointed my father because my father wanted me to be a specialist in this industry. Started to get his disapproval. He didn't understand. What are you doing, Connie? You've got 5 years of uni. Why are you throwing it away? Dad, because I need to make myself happy. No one understood that. So then at age 28, I started rebuilding my life again by listening to myself, by coming back to who I was and my essence. And what I realized is I love helping people. That's a natural part of who I am. But that is a byproduct of me following my joy. I'm not here purely to help you. I'm here because it is my joy to teach this work. And then the awesome byproduct of that is you get benefit from it. It's like a secondary. I get to show up, follow my joy, be in my light, teach, create, share, speak. Like, that's my joy. And then I also get to be of service. How awesome is that? So the reason I'm so passionate about this work is I had to go through a massive journey of that. And it was one of the most profound, uncomfortable, terrifying things ever. But it set me the fuck free. I tell you what. And any of you who are living your life for other people, I guarantee you, you learned that at some point. And you need to go back to find that little part of you that made that decision, that decided that she wasn't important, that she couldn't be who she really was, that it wasn't safe to be bright and shiny and expressive and big and creative and all the things you want to be. And we need to find her again and give her permission to shine. And that's why you're here. And that's why I'm so committed to teaching this work. Because I know the people that I attract are here because they're ready for that journey. Thank you, Kylie. I'm glad that resonates with you. Sophia's saying, this makes me think of people pleasing. I feel like I've grown up to make everyone else happy and just to keep the peace. Even if that means I don't honor myself. Exactly, honey. Exactly. And we're never going to be happy doing that. So some of this work might mean revisiting younger versions of yourself where you made these really key fundamental decisions around who you thought you needed to be. And we need to face that and feel that. But then I want you to see if you can find who you were before all of that began. Now, this might have begun really early for you. And when I come back to that very, very, very little girl, all I hear is like, Connie, your purpose is to be bright and shiny. Your purpose is to live in your light. Your purpose is to be fully self-expressed. Your purpose is to travel and create and teach and share because it makes you happy. I don't care what anyone else thinks. I don't care whether it makes me shit tons of money. I don't care whether my father approves. I don't care whether people think I'm weird. That is my purpose. And anytime I'm not following that, I'm going to feel the pain of that. And when I come back to that, this is such a journey of self-love, my friends. Like, when you come back to that, there is a little voice within that just speaks to me like, of course you can do this. You are so destined for this. This is who you are. And I, even if others don't love and support you, I will love and support you. I will constantly tell you, you can have anything you want. You can achieve anything you want. Are you guys feeling this? Do you believe that there is a little part of you within you, which I would call my higher self, my authentic self, 100%, my heart, my soul, my inner essence. Do you believe you have that aspect of you and your only job is to come back to her and find her? Find her voice, find her energy, find who she is and let her guide you now. Thank you, Danielle. She's saying, thank you for sharing this, feeling expanded, just witnessing your journey. The journey we walk, all of us, my loves, is all intentional. I don't care how long it takes you to come on this journey back home. Like, it took me a really long time, but it doesn't matter. You know, the fact that it took me, I was so detoured over here and I've had such a long journey back here, has given me the foundation to teach this work. If I hadn't walked that, maybe I wouldn't have what I need to be able to teach this to people. Maybe I wouldn't have the empathy and the understanding and the realness, you know? Dawn says, yes, I feel it. When I've gotten to her, it feels like being reborn. Exactly. Exactly. So this is a really interesting class, right? And there's so much to this because we sort of start off talking about just this surface reprogramming of the mind. No problem, Sophia. She says, if I disappear early, it's because I have an appointment. No worries. I'm going to wrap us up soon. Danielle, yes, I feel my higher self and I've slowly integrated her into some areas of my life, but feeling scared for the last few areas. Okay, beautiful. So here's what I want you to do. If you have any area where you want to create a change, you can see, whoa, I'm going to bump up against my fear here, my limiting beliefs, that old story, that old identity. It's not up to you to figure out how to get beyond this. Come to her and ask her. And this is what I've been doing every day with my heart. I just come into my heart and I'm like, just show me. What do I need to know today? You might actually bring to your heart one of these issues, money, career, your weight, whatever it is, and be like, dear heart, dear higher self, please show me how to work through this. Please show me how to overcome this. I'm ready. I don't know how to do this, and I don't want to do this alone. Guide me to what I need to know. Guide me to the resources, guide me to the books, guide me to the tools. Show me the different ways of thinking. Help me work through this. Give me what I need, support me, but I'm ready. I'm ready, I don't know how, but I'm ready. So show me. And if you ask her every day, she'll give you something. She'll give you an idea, an insight, a step, a book, a tool, a coach, something. She'll give you something to help you on this journey. Danielle, beautiful. This is the key practice I'm learning. My higher self is not from my mind. Exactly. It's not. The difference is we either try to work at mindset stuff from the mind, which you can do, or you come into alignment with your higher self and then you just naturally get access to different thoughts. Yeah, but in the heart, there isn't that fear. There isn't. There isn't. So I think there was a conversation I was having a little while ago and then I got distracted off it. But what I was saying at one point, one thing you can do is remember we were writing out the piece of paper, the area that we were looking at, what is my mindset around this? Create a new piece of paper, write the same topic. Come into your heart and your higher self and ask, okay, what does my higher self have to say to me about this area? What beliefs do I think about myself in this area when I'm connected to my heart? What is a more self-loving, supportive belief? So I've been doing this, say, because I'm wanting to expand in my business and I'm hitting up against my own stuff at the moment. Like I want to be really transparent around that. Look, I'm like really hitting my own inner blocks around my expansion. Just keep going, and it's frustrating, right? But if I was to look at and put on paper everything I believe about my career and what I'm capable of up until this point, but then if I was to get a new piece of paper and write career, business, work, whatever it is, okay, what is everything my higher self tells me about that area, about what I'm capable of, about what is in store for me, about what is possible for me? If I were to really be choosing to love and honor and believe in myself, what would I be saying to myself? What would be my self-talk? What would be my beliefs? What would be my mindset? What would I be focusing on? What would be the inner stories? Again, it would be like what I said before. Maybe be like, expansion is effortless for me. I'm noticing, Connie is noticing herself just moving beyond her blocks. Every day she's noticing progress. Every day she's feeling herself expand and accelerate. Connie's noticing that she's finally moving beyond all those things that have kept her stuck for so long. I'm manifesting this amount of money. Connie's feeling empowered and clear and like she's progressing and, or I am. I'm noticing, I'm feeling so empowered in my business at the moment. I'm feeling clear. I'm feeling confident. I'm feeling certain. I'm noticing and feeling that I'm showing up and taking action in the places that I previously procrastinated. I'm noticing now that new opportunities are coming in. I'm noticing now that my bank account balance is increasing. I'm noticing new ideas are coming to me and things are just beginning to flow and I'm feeling this expansion happening. Maybe that's just the new story I start, right? But we've got to bring in a different energy if you want to create different results in that area, okay? All right, give me a little insight. I'm going to wrap up soon. I can see a few of you are needing to log off. That's totally fine. Is there any final questions here? Is there any final insights? Is there anything you want to share? Or what's been your biggest takeaway? Let me know. So this workbook is real big. You might need to take a long time to work through it. You might need to revisit it in chunks, but I really hope this is a masterclass you'll come back to over and over again, because it is, there's a lot in here that will really, really support you as a foundation moving forward. And we can't skip over this inner work, even though it's confronting and big and challenging. So this fortnight, I want you to work through, and I've got an exercise in the workbook that you can use through around reprogramming your mind. When you notice old thought patterns that you don't want to think anymore, you need to interrupt that pattern and say, stop. Just like if those two neurons are going to fire off and start to wire together, you say, stop. I'm not going to keep feeding that. I'm not telling myself that story anymore. Stop. And I often do that with myself. I'm like, Connie, stop. No. And I'll get up and I'll just like break it. What do I want to think instead? What do I want to tell myself instead in this area? So say like I've noticed a lot of days I wake up and the story starts, oh, I'm stuck. Nothing's changing. Nothing's moving. As soon as I notice that, I'm like, no, 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 stop. I'll start playing Abraham Hicks. I'll start doing my stretching or my dancing. I might do like 10 star jumps, break myself out of it and start telling myself my new story. Things are changing. I'm moving forward. Things are expanding. I'm watching myself take new steps now. I'm watching myself move forward. I'm ready for change. You got to intercept that old way of thinking and bring in something new. So I want you to work on this reprogramming over the next couple of weeks. If it's overwhelming, start with one area, or you can just look at a few key beliefs you have in a range of areas and then work on them. But I had to do this when I was, you know, noticing in my relationship, when I was working through my trust issues, I would find my mind start to want to go and dwell on these stories of him deceiving me and lying to me and cheating on me. And I'd be like, Connie, stop. I'm like, go for a walk. I'm like, get myself out of the house and go for a walk. I'd be like, no. I'm like, he is trustworthy. He is genuine. He is being honest with me. He loves me. It is possible for me to be in a committed, loyal, honest relationship. Because I come from a past, my father had affairs my whole childhood. So cheating and stuff was a big part of my programming around men. And I've just constantly, I intercepted that every time I noticed I would start dwelling on it. I was like, no, we're not going there. Look, and then I would start to program into my RAS, be like, he's genuine, he's honest, he's loyal. And then I'd be like, yeah, let's look at all the examples. And I would have all of these examples of how committed he was to me. And then I would just focus on that. And I started reprogramming my mind around it. And now I literally am at a point where we are so solid that none of my old stuff gets triggered anymore. But I had to be willing to intercept the pattern and choose a new way of thinking. All right. Anything you want to share, my loves? I'm sorry about the, you know, I was doing all the, you'll notice this, how I always need to tip the computer to try to get the light to come in. So I'm sorry if that was distracting. It's just like a little habit I have. Any final thoughts? Dawn, my purpose for this week has come to me. Examine my path, condense it, take out the stories, and finally share it with you all. I would love to hear it, Dawn. I would love to hear that. So please do come and share that with us. Anyone else want to share any final takeaways before we wrap up the call? Kylie, so much has come up for me. Okay. These calls, these types of things can be confronting. Beautiful. She says quite emotional. Okay. If you have come off the call feeling like it's a bit confronting, a bit overwhelming, a bit emotional, just give yourself some time to feel what's come up. Not think about it, just feel it. And I want you to ask yourself, okay, what's come up for me? And I just want to feel this. And just give yourself some time. My pleasure. This stuff is really triggering. Anytime I've worked on it, it's like so triggering. But that's good. Because it means you're challenging your old stuff. Danielle, me too, but feeling renewed hope as well. We'll take some time today to process. Beautiful. Thank you all for sharing. Please come in and share. If different things come up for you through working through this masterclass, come in and share it in the group. We'll all support you. We have a group coaching call this weekend too, so it's a perfect time for us all to work on it together. I'll give you more guidance about that through this week. And February videos, come on, my loves. I want to see them. I want to know what your intentions are for February. Thank you, everyone, for being here with me live. I've loved, loved, loved sharing this with you. And I will talk to you in our next class. I'll talk to you on Sunday. I'll see you then. Yeah. Sending you all lots of love, everyone. Bye.